Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Guys, I think I'm done vomiting now. I'm back.
You had enough food poisoning?
I had bad food poisoning last week.
This is what happens
week.
When you eat out of pots.
I just remember, like, we were talking about X8 or something, and then I just was like, no, I gotta go. And then I just went downstairs.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm back too.
Common Rider X8!
Lane, step aside.
Northcaster's here.
We already knew that, considering the bathroom is immediately below the studio.
Yeah.
Lane,
it's a wonder we were able to edit out your violent vomiting.
Really,
sounds.
Guys, come on. It's been 3 weeks.
The entire hour.
Finally back.
Lane, just so you know, I always will outshine you.
Whatever, crew.
Do your damn job and bring us some cold wind.
There you go.
Bring us some meat.
Aircaster's here.
Yay.
I just work stuff. Sorry, couldn't be here the last couple weeks, but I'm here tonight, so.
And that's all that matters.
Lots of awesome news
to talk about.
I understand, so I keep delaying the frigging recording because I'm stuck at work the majority of the year.
Right?
Yeah.
I just
work till 4.
The socks are coming off.
Yeah.
You came in with no socks? More vomit!
Vomit caster.
On the note of everyone else smelling things I can't, I'm gonna go eat some durian things.
Piston! No!
Durian scotch!
We still need to put up that video.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It'll happen soon. I've started editing.
So, should we get to the...
Yeah, let's...
Let's get to the news.
News.
Don't try and pinch my bit. You're not good at it.
Let's do the news.
Close.
As long as you wear a condom. First news story. Apparently in the Zoodra movie, a bunch of animal mentors from previous series are going to be making cameos.
Oh, I was about to say, wait, aren't those the... Oh, hey, look at this.
It's Doggy Kruger, Master Shafu,
and Torin.
But Doggy Kruger isn't a animal. He's an alien.
Yes, and Shafu
is an animal-like
Shafu
alien.
Is a human that turned into an animal.
Just like the Ninja, use those cameos.
No, but it's a shame because Shafu's VA died last year. So
well, 2014.
We'll yeah.
So apparently the three of these are guesting in the movie as audience of the World Animal Circus.
I was going to say, like, that's going to be funny just to see them go, ah, ha, ha. But, like, I was going to say, oh, are they going to morph? But then I realized, oh, wait, only one of them really...
Isn't Torin dead?
Yes.
Maybe it'll be like a literal cameo.
What are you talking about?
I was kind of hoping they'd be performers in the circus.
Oh, wait, no, that's
Xeno
Wing. Yeah, I was like, it's Xeno Wing.
Xeno Wing.
Whatever.
Yeah. So, the Zoodra movie. In the same article, there's a shot of Condor Wild, which is the name of the mech that uses the cube condor.
I like it.
I'm sorry.
It's really cool.
When I see that, it just reminds me of Mario Sunshine.
No, it looks like he has Sigilyph.
Oh, yeah,
his,
the Sandbird.
It looks like he has Sigilyph on his chest.
It's the Nazca bird. It's a condor.
Which is what the
Sigilyph
is based on.
Everything we just said is the same reference.
Well, Ichi, you should
references.
Like this, though, because you like Nazca.
I know, but it just doesn't look right. It's just such an obvious ripoff of Cube Gorilla.
And
obvious ripoff of Cube Gorilla.
Oops.
And damn it, silent.
So the Zoodra movie comes out August 6th.
Going
so
looking back up at our three guest stars, I'm just imagining that they're literally audience members. Like, you see them just in the background. They don't even have lines.
Probably.
And then I just imagine, like, they didn't even tell the VAs, you know, the living ones, that they're there. It's like, you know, someone's just watching something and they see the character, like, on screen. What the hell?
Yeah.
Two out of three ain't bad.
All right.
Chips.
Moving on. We got some more rumors regarding Kamen Rider X-Aid, ones that I actually find very interesting.
He might be a video game themed rider, which fucking on board.
If you're looking at the video, if you're watching the video version, you're looking at a very interesting sketch of what it might look like.
Because they're saying that his design may be based around like a character from a fighting game.
So
hi, Ryu.
Which means Kevin Germain will just be fucking all over this.
I'll be all over
that
this.
Shadow and White Caster, everybody.
Yeah, they know.
But here's exactly what was said regarding this rumor. The main character is a 24-year-old resident physician, which makes sense with the last rumor we had. However, his rider form is not an emergency motif, but rather a game motif. X8's design is similar to a fighter from a fighting game. The helmet has compound eyes in the shape of goggles.
Yes!
With a pupil-like design in them. And he seems to have spiked hair, so it's Akiba Red.
Yeah.
The suit is pink and green with geometric line shapes
pink,
on it.
Pink, already like it.
Just make Fami come in Rider the series.
Okay.
That's pretty much what this
is. But this is the most exciting part. Toei has licensed, trademarked the name The Gamer Driver, so we're assuming that that's what the, what X8's gonna have is his belt, which sounds cool, especially if it's like a controller or something.
And, apparently he also has a weapon called the Gashakan Breaker, and the collectible merchandise of this series will be called the Rider Gashoot. No idea what those are yet.
And also there might be, this might be a show where they have, like, multiple riders like Gaim, so...
I fucking hope so!
So honestly, if this is gonna be Gaim with video games...
Video Gaims?
Yes, video games.
the fighting game based guy, the FPS based
RPG. Oh my god, if they do that, the shooter!
I said FPS.
So what, is the main bad guy gonna be, fucking PC?
No, they'll be...
he wants to advance
way to
the,
piss
the
off
master.
The PC game! The Master Race!
Yes.
David will be in, totally on board for the show if that happens.
Or, you know what? You know what it'll be? Sorry, it won't be the villain. It'll be the angsty rider who's PC, the Master Race. He considers himself superior to the gaming
guys,
console.
He's German.
There you go.
Oh.
No, the PC.
Oh, shit!
No,
and he's always, like, trying to improve his own equipment?
The PC Master Race will just be Tsurugi from Kabuto.
Oh,
and the man stands
god.
At the top of gaming!
Oh my god, we just wrote something terrible.
Did you guys talk about X-Fighter last week?
Do it.
Yes.
No,
okay.
I just feel so...
Hey, remember that thing where the shit we come up with tends to actually happen? Let's hope that doesn't
Toei!
Let's hope that doesn't happen this time.
Just
because that would be terrible.
Toei, totally fucking do it.
As it's totally no surprise, I'll probably be picking up the Gamer Driver because I get every new rider's belt, so.
Lay and buy something impulsive? Never.
And my design, my purchase of
not impulsive, it's planned. Ahead of time.
And
planned
I'm just gonna,
impulsive.
I'm just going to wait until I see it before I decide.
It's going to be a controller.
I'm sorry, I'm going to stick with my Colorado Gaming Rider.
Doesn't work it.
Which would no, which would explain the shapes rumor because you know game controller has shapes on it.
Oh, PlayStation buttons,
D-pad.
That's awesome! PlayStation rules.
Which means the Forza whatever gimmick they use will be fucking awesome because
Forza cameo.
Yeah, woo, chiquita.
Just get to the next piece of news, please.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
Necrom!
Why?
Gen Gun Catcher!
Don't release any more Necrom's things! Please!
Stop it! Apparently Necrom in the very near future is going to be playing fucking lacrosse with icons!
No, but okay, Ishii kind of like disagreed with me with this, but like, as in the picture there's like a slot where he puts an icon in the weapon. It's like the Mega E-Loader. Icon... in the slot.
But it looks like it's on, like, the fucking wrist of the hand.
You know what's also on the wrist of the hand? Spider-Man.
There you go.
He is not Spider-Man!
Flip.
Okay.
Could be.
I'll give Bandai props, though, that they just didn't take the Gengun hand and just repainted it.
No! All they did was stick a fucking icon slot on it. That's almost as lazy.
Yeah, but you...
They didn't bother making him a unique weapon.
Yeah, but you...
Alan deserves a unique weapon.
What if he ends up using Columbus and Nightingale icon?
They won't. They just...
I have no other explanation for why it comes with the fucking Columbus and Nightingale icons.
Movie exclusive weapon.
Maybe.
That's why the two offshoot fucking rider icons.
And probably why it's a premium Bandai.
That would explain several parts of this.
I don't know.
I
still think him getting this is related to him getting handed the Deep Slasher in last week's episode.
Yeah, well, because, as you noticed, Ghost has a shit ton of weapons. Spectre has a shit ton of weapons. Necrom has nothing.
Spectre has
one weapon. When he does it again, he has this little spinny... wheel thing.
We'll talk about that in the actual episode.
Yeah.
So it is being put out, yes, premium Bandai. Included with it are Columbus and Nightingale, DX icons. The set costs 5508 yen and is set for an October release.
I honestly probably won't pick this up because that's when the Gamer Driver is coming out, so I want to get the Gamer Driver instead of this.
Yeah, suffice to say I'm not interested. A, because this is fucking stupid, and B, because I just bought the Columbus iPhone.
And C, because it's fucking stupid.
Well, I don't
C is for Columbus, and that's good enough for me.
Personally, I don't think the Gang Gun Catcher is stupid. I think it's actually really cool looking.
It's a lacrosse gun!
And D, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes, we already have the Columbus icon, and no, I don't want an icon based off nursing.
So. But it can heal you.
I don't care.
It's a white mage.
I have Mad Doctor for that.
It's even white.
I'm just gonna go with the anime equivalent where Nightingale's also Jack the Ripper.
Oh,
what?
That's fascinating.
There's an anime where that happened.
Of course there is.
Next story.
They were the same person.
We got the official movie posters for the Ghost and Zwoger summer movies. They're spiffy.
They are crowded.
Well, one of them's a circus.
That's true to form, so I don't mind.
Yeah, it's Japan.
God, the villain for the Zoger movie just looks like Johnny Depp's Mad Hatter.
Does.
Hair. Jesus. Alice?
Jerry?
I love how Zoo of the World is just like shoved in there on the side.
Yeah, it's fine. He's over there.
Yeah.
Is that Mario or Larry on the ball down there?
Neither.
No, that's the little condor's human.
I love how Ghost is so special that he gets to be Ore on the top and then Mugen in the center.
And he gets a face headshot right there.
Yeah,
three ghosts.
He dies in this
four
movie.
Ghosts.
Again! He disappears again.
And then the Necron Riders are in the background.
Yep.
Yeah, with Renko, whatever the red one is, and Markiplier.
The villain of the Joe movie looks like Ivan Ooze's cross dressing brother.
Again.
Zero or hermaphroditic.
Zero Spectre looks fucking awesome.
Not right. The same thing.
Alright.
So, yeah.
We got a bit more info about the Ghost Summer movie and some very nice magazine scans showing the full costumes for Darwin Damashii and Napoleon Damashii.
So, quickly on something. My older sister, she's a huge fan of Charles Darwin. So much that she got a tattoo of his face.
I believe you told us this before.
Yeah. But what I'm honestly going to do is I'm going to buy the Darwin icon and I'm going to give it to my sister.
Even though she's not going to understand.
She's going to look at it and go,
I'm going to
the fuck?
Well, no, I'm going to film a video of me actually using it. No, I'm going to film a video of me using it in the belt, send it to her, and then I'm just going to give her the icon and be like, this is a Japanese thing based off Charles Darwin.
She's going to look at that. She's going to look at you. She's going to go back at that. You're going to look at your parents and go, okay, can we please tell him he's adopted now?
Well, whenever I talk about Kamen Rider in front of my parents, they're just like, oh, that Power Rangers thing you like.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, it's Coconut Head.
You mean all of our parents?
My parents don't know I do this shit. Are you kidding?
So there's also...
My parents are just like, is that Power Rangers? Yeah. Oh. Why not?
I always sell it as Power Rangers with better writing.
Yes.
But it's not, though.
Most of the time.
That's a lot of icon slots.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because the movie's about 100 icons.
I don't know. What? A lot of more reasons.
No, you are not counting
exactly
it.
Setting the bar.
I really feel like this guy is trying to like one up Eternal.
Exactly. That's exactly what.
He had 26 fucking maximum drive slots on his fucking body.
So apparently, the idea with this story is Takaru and friends are celebrating Kanon's 15th birthday during this movie.
Damn it!
Spoilers: Kanon's 14.
Riding on the Ghost Striker, Takaru, Makoto, and Alan investigate the sky changing color, discover a giant icon in the sky emitting a strange light which sucks them into the village where the heroes are living. And by the heroes, I mean like the historical heroes.
Hitler?
Maybe, I don't know.
No! Stop bringing up Hitler!
Hitler needs to be a ghost.
No, we need George Washington icon, please. No, that was one of the ones that were on the contest list.
Yeah,
so.
I'm with Evan.
George Washington.
Yes, my head is shaking.
Careful with the cord.
Very much.
Gar, you want Pocahontas.
I
want Walt Disney.
We have already said our pieces back when they talked about that article. Moving on. Kamen Rider Amazon's official soundtrack pre-orders now open.
Yeah,
I finally listened to the theme song the last week, and it's fucking badass.
Yes. I love Amazon so much. They play the theme at the end of each episode.
We live in Amazon!
Amazon.
No, it's we live in Amazon.
We live in Amazon.
Which makes sense. So pre-orders are now open. The series premiered in April, features music composed by Kuniaki Haishima, who also did Monster and Kabuto.
Oh, wow.
Aside from his music, the OST also includes the theme Armor Zone by Taro Kobayashi. The 2-disc soundtrack is 3,800 yen and is set for an August 3rd release, and as mentioned, you can pre-order it now.
Hey, that'll be during our Amazon's month.
Monday.
Spoilers.
I haven't caught up on Amazon's in a while, so actually Monday I'm just gonna fucking binge watch the rest of it.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's done, so...
I want to burp, but it feels like I'm gonna vomit.
Wait, hold on. Gotcha.
I have to fart,
gotcha,
but I don't know which way to lean.
Alright, what's next? Even though I are... Even
I'll
though
tell
I
you what's next. On the related news, we got some images of the SH figure arts of Amazon Alpha and Omega.
Woo!
Bandai Tamashii Nations released the info for upcoming November and December releases.
Wow, you dick. You totally forgot about the best figure art that they show off here. Ultraman Zoffy.
You said there were no Ultraman news, so we can't talk about that.
Well, Gar's a fucking liar. Didn't we establish that earlier?
Oh, yeah.
You deceptive fuck.
Go to the third image.
No!
Third image.
The eagerly anticipated.
Just do it.
The eagerly
anticipated. I'm just going to take this knife. I'm just going to shove it right here. And
the eagerly anticipated Kamen Rider Amazon's Alpha and Omega, both retail release. Omega arriving in November. And Alpha in December. Both priced at 56.16 yen.
Third image, please. Just click on it.
Hold on. The scan also makes reference to an exclusive Amazon.jp version of Omega, also due in November, priced at 66.96 yen. But we don't know what the fucking difference is yet.
Oh! Ooh, might be his wild form!
Maybe.
That'd be cool!
Next, yes, figure arts Zoffy, Ultraman, Superior, and Officer, and the Space Garrison!
Click the third image, please.
Same image.
There we go.
Yeah.
Which number Ultraman is this?
He's the second one.
Oh,
well, third one if you don't count the fake Ultraman in the original series.
Okay.
Did he have his own show?
Kinda.
I'm not gonna get into that.
Yeah.
Ultraman's
Zoffy, be a retail release in November for 59.40 yen.
Zoffy.
Ninja.
Still best.
Next.
Oh no.
That's a Grumps joke.
SH Monster Arts.
Monster Arts Shin Godzilla official information.
Is that Burning Godzilla?
AKA Scary Ass Godzilla. No, it's the new one.
That's why it's Shin Godzilla.
Oh. Is that from the movie?
From director Hideaki Anno's upcoming Shin Godzilla film.
Oh, okay. I still laugh every time I realize that man is directing that.
Right? Scheduled as a retail release in November, Shin Godzilla will retail for 12,960 yen. This behemoth figure comes in at 7 inches tall, 18 centimeters, and has a body length from head to tail of over 16 inches, 40 centimeters.
You know what they need to...
Because of the tail.
Do you know what they need to do for Pacific Rim 2? Just all the kaijus that they fight... Godzilla kaijus.
They can't. Because it's two different companies.
Yeah. This is the figure...
Merge them!
No.
This is the figure kids should battle their Megazords against.
You're saying... are you saying...
Now, I know I've probably said this before, but this, in regards to the director, number one...
Jesus.
First thought, who thought giving Hideaki Anno this movie was a good idea? Second of all, how did it take this fucking
long? What
the
fuck?
Right?
Jesus, that tail!
Oh, you know, yeah, that was the thing
that
I noticed
man,
in this
though.
Movie, like... They really went out. If you watch the trailer, they went all out on the tail this time. It's fucking huge.
Come on, there's gotta
be
a
twice
picture
the length
of
him.
There's gotta be a picture of his face.
For those of you that don't know, Hideki,
he's the head of Studio Gainax.
Created Neon Evangelion.
And Gurren Lagann.
That face! Close to the face!
They're really going, like, it kind of looks like a zombie Godzilla, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, they're really going, like, the whole he's melting down, I think, thing, so.
But this thing's been through shit.
Gar, quickly, though, you're saying that you would not want to see Gypsy Danger fight Godzilla.
Oh, we would love to see it.
I would love to. Just...
Well, no, the idea that they might have done, I don't know if they'll do it anymore, was obviously not this Godzilla, any of the Toho's or whatever, but because the new Godzilla is legendary and Pacific Rim is legendary, they were thinking
we could.
But then Del Toro's like,
no.
Oh, if Pacific Rim 2 does end up happening, I'm going to finally start doing Hellboy 3.
Here's the thing. They want to make Pacific Rim 2, but they also want to make a Godzilla versus King Kong, so I don't think those are going to mesh at any point.
No.
And you know what? If I'm being honest, Lane, I would love to see Gypsy Danger fight Godzilla. I would. But you know what? I kind of like that they're making their own thing.
Yeah.
I do like
that. No, it's still very cool.
See, I want to see this Godzilla fight our Godzilla, the new American Godzilla, because I fucking love the legendary Godzilla. That is one of my favorite design things.
I gotta watch that movie.
I love that. I love that they gave him no neck. You know why? It goes with the idea. It's a big fucking thing. It wouldn't have a neck.
They got the big fucking thing!
The legendary Godzilla
That's
movie, I liked it. I didn't really like how little Godzilla there was.
No, but when he was on screen.
But when he was on screen, it was fucking
well, actually, you know what?
The Godzilla podcast.
I can't remember who said it. But she said it last year, Con Bravo, at the Kaiju panel. Were you there for that?
No.
Okay, but she said it. She didn't enjoy the movie too much, but good God, that was a sexy Godzilla.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Just literally.
The audible cheer from me and Paul in the theater.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
When the nuclear breath started
happening.
It was just like the glow, and then there's like me and Paul, and just like,
Everyone's, they've said before, like that Godzilla was a, they wanted him to look like a Komodo dragon and a bear, and it worked.
Yep. Mechagodzilla's
best Godzilla.
Anyways, we should get back on track
yes,
with
sorry.
The news.
And yes, we will watch Mechagodzilla daily. Yeah.
That tangent was almost as long as the Godzilla's tail.
Right?
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah, moving on.
What's next?
Anthony, please shoot in the Godzilla dance.
No. Garo, Ashura Pro Wrestling Special to air in July.
Interesting.
Following the end of currently airing Garo Makai Retsuden, a one-off TV special featuring members of the New Japan Pro Wrestling League will air, featuring Togi Makabe and Hiroshi Tanahashi, who previously appeared in the music video for Life is Showtime, the Kamen Rider Wizard opening, and who famously wore a Kamen Rider double-themed suit to a match years ago. Tanahashi will be portraying a Makai Knight.
As a pro wrestler.
So just, whatcha, Garo out of nowhere!
The Garo Ashura special will air July 1st.
Yeah,
David's gonna kill me.
Okay. We need to watch this week.
No.
What the fuck?
We already did Garo in an episode.
You know what he kind of looks like, just off the top of my head here? He looks like if one of the, like, ninja Power Rangers, like, just went through a war or something. Like, if the white ninja Rangers.
No, it's Japanese Conan the Barbarian.
Sel?
Yes?
I've missed you.
Right? I missed me too.
We all did.
He's on the guy who like goes, yeah. Alright, now the reason we're all here.
Oh
yeah.
Oh my.
So we got a new casting announcement for the Lionsgate Power Rangers movie, and you'll never fucking believe
it. It's a doozy.
So
I'm almost certain one of us said it at some point.
Motherfucking as Zordon. Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
People, I gotta tell you a little story. My buddy Alan sent me a text. I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, it's a tweet. What's this? Bryan Cranston. Okay, cool.
Anthony, post an image of the tweet from Bryan Cranston.
To this effect, I'm so glad I'll be playing Zordon in the new Power Rangers movie.
And when I first saw that, I thought bullshit, but then I looked at the Power Rangers movie Twitter, and they retweeted it.
I thought it was bullshit at first, too, but when I realized that it was true, I sent this to my friend, because this is the genuine reaction I had in my mind. Just the greatest mixture of joy and confusion.
Yeah, I know.
Bryan Cranston as Zordon?
Well, he did do some voices in the original.
That was what I was going to say.
So Bryan Cranston did do a couple of monster voices in Mighty Morphin.
He did Snizzard and Twin Man.
But here's the kicker. What's Billy's last name?
Cranston. Oh, shit.
The prophecy! How did we not see this?
You want to know the funniest part, though? A year ago, like, me and a few Power Ranger fans, we were like, Walter White as... Because I just finished Breaking Bad point. Just hit Walter White as Zordon, so we photoshopped the face. A year later, this happens.
Damn it, Gar! Look what you did!
They saw it, and they're like, print that shit! You know, it kind of makes sense. Like, Bryan Cranston, I love him. He's a great actor. He really is one of those actors who will do anything.
No, to quote Doug Walker, he's not good enough to be Lex Luthor. He's not good enough to be Mr. Sinister.
I saw
but
that.
But he's good enough to be Zordon? We're not using our Bryan Cranston that use.
I agree on that. On one level of that, on the other level, fuck off, Doug. No, really, I love Doug Walker, but like, dude, like, don't stop thinking high and mighty like that. Because, okay, here's the thing. Again, now, it's weird Bryan Cranston being in this. Let's be honest. It is weird.
Oh, God, yes.
We knew they were going to get a more, like, for especially for someone like Zordon, they were going to get, like, a more, you know, a more respectable guy. Bryan Cranston, he's just, I'm curious how he's going to do it.
Is he going to be in the tube, or is he
okay,
be
here's the thing.
I really want him to be in the tube.
He's not going to be in the tube.
No, he has to! It's Power Rangers!
I don't think he's going to be in the tube, like,
by
for
the
whole
movie.
By
the end of the movie.
Maybe by the end. Maybe
it
by,
wasn't, right, right. It wasn't there that thing...
Oh yeah, he was supposed to be the old Ranger?
He was supposed to have been like the original
I'm
Red
still
Ranger.
Cool with that.
Oh my god, are we going to see Bryan Cranston
whoop
a bitch?
Bryan Cranston morph, get fucked up by,
yeah!
by Rita, and then get put in a tube.
Oh goodness.
Tyrannosaurus!
Oh my
and you
god.
Realize this is going to lead to hundreds of Malcolm in the Middle memes.
Oh shit.
In fact, everyone listening, go, send us your best Bryan Cranston, Zordon, Malcolm in the Middle memes. The best ones will go on the Cast Ranger Facebook page.
And just like, you know, you just know there's going to be those jokes like, I am the one who morphs. Like,
I'm sorry, just can we please get Tara Strong as Alpha 5?
No.
Not going to get that.
No.
Like, whatever. You. Again, with Bryan Cranston, though, you know, I think it's a neat choice. You know, we were making jokes that Liam Neeson should do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, again... That
as
would have been awesome.
That would have been.
There's just something about Bryan Cranston. By the way, this picture that they used.
Yeah.
I
feel like that's. We should need to see that face in the tube. In fact, I've already seen someone shop
yes.
that, and it looks amazing.
It's cool. Wait, you know, people were saying. At first I thought, wait, but how is he going to look without hair? Oh, wait, no, he's done that.
Yeah.
I see. When I'm used to him having facial hair when he's bald, but
yeah.
other than that.
Yeah, we need that as the thumbnail for just, Extra Extra. Just.
Sure.
Just Bryan Cranston's face in the tube.
Same. No, make it the one. There's someone did a fan art. I'll
yeah.
send it to you. Of Heisenberg in the tube.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one I saw.
Yeah.
It's like, say my name. Zordon,
you mighty
Morphin
Right.
Fucking right.
No, it's just like, you mighty Morphin Right.
No, it's better than... No, it's
gonna be
you
so...
You mighty Morphin fucking right.
It's still gonna be so awful when they, like, say, no, guys, this was a joke. Don't worry about it.
No, we got
Liam
Neeson.
Couple months late, guys!
So, as we've been saying before, we're creeping ever closer to that first trailer. You know what this says to me, though? This late in the game, because they've already filmed a lot, Zordon will be a CGI character.
Or they already filmed all the action sequences.
See, here's the thing. Well, filming doesn't take that long, though, dude. Here's the thing. If we've already got, like, set pictures and all this, okay, here's the thing. I hope they're done filming, because that says that it was a troubled production if they're still doing it at this point. They really should be in editing at this point.
Well, they have
so that's why, that's what I mean. Hold on. So what I say, I think this means that Zordon will be a full CGI character. Maybe for a few shots he won't be, but I feel like he will be a full CGI character, and this is literally just a voice.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
But who knows? I don't know. That's what, that just going off my own personal experience of filming stuff. So, but, yeah, Bryan Cranston is Zordon, that's fucking awesome.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What else can we talk about? Like, there's gotta be something that can top this.
Right?
Damn it, I was just joking!
The poster got revealed.
Ah, the teaser poster for the Power Rangers movie, and oh my god, is it a teaser poster.
Like, this is something where, like, you walk into the movie theater, see this, and you're like, oh, okay. You walk back out of the movie, you see this, and you're like, oh, it's Power Rangers.
Yeah, I watch Andre the Black Nerd as well.
Yeah, I know.
Like, okay, I didn't even think anything of this when I saw it, but I just looked at it in detail for the first time, and I'm like... Why are just four of them on there and
okay.
one of them is just awkwardly
guys,
standing to
okay,
the side?
Guys, because here's the thing. You guys don't understand. This is telling us the whole movie right here. Allow me to explain.
Everyone hates Billy.
So, that's not Billy.
That's Jason.
Oh, I don't know.
It's totally Jason.
Okay, so here's if you don't know, if you can't see it, the poster is this. You got a huge starlit sky. That's kind of cool. And you see some stars are in the shape of a lightning bolt, you know, the symbol of the power. Right? And in the middle of it says, together we are more. We'll get to that in a second. Below that, we see it's a very, like, Valley Girl sort of thing where there's a car at the sunset, you got four teens on it, and one teen off to the side. Those are our Rangers, assumingly. I really hope that's our Rangers.
I'm like,
just normal teens.
It's the Mean Girls. They replaced Bulk and Skull.
Right?
I will never forgive this movie for that. If that's actually
anyways.
Happening.
So, what this basically is saying... I do like the tagline. I really do. Together we are more.
How about United we stand... Oh, wait.
Hashtag anyway, TWAM.
You guys realize... Okay, here's what's going to happen now in the movie. So on the top of the roof, we got from left to right, I'm pretty sure that's Zach on the end there. Then we got Kimberly, Billy, and Trini, and off the side, we got Jason. Here's going to be the thing. Jason's going to be, for better or worse, our main character, right? I'm really expecting him to be the, you know, the probably is going to be equal, but...
In a film of this day and age, absolutely.
There needs to be one person who has a bigger story arc than the other.
That's exactly.
It's a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jason, he doesn't know how to play on a team yet, okay?
They've mentioned that he has some trouble.
There you go. So the whole movie is going to be, they're going to be like, oh, we got to come together, though. And he's like, I don't know, guys. I'm not sure if I'm ready to be a leader, because he's going to be the leader.
I hope he just rams the Tyrannosaurus into something.
Yeah. So, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So that's your whole movie right there, right in that one shot. But there's one thing here that, to me, confirms something.
Tommy's not in it.
I really never thought he would be in it until, like, the very end. Or, again, he's going to be, like, the...
Sequel
the,
bait?
Like, you know, the minion of Rita.
Guys, right? You're missing the point. The reason why Jason is not on the car is because he's too cool to be on the car.
I mean, he's got his hands in his pockets and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly! Like, look, Trini, the second one there, is, like, fucking spread out, just ready to take a dump
Kimberly.
Or something. No,
that's
no,
Kimberly.
That's Trini. No,
that's
Kimberly.
That's Kim.
No,
I don't fucking
Kimberly's
know.
Kimberly's the shortest.
Whatever.
Sorry, bro. Anyway, so no, but back to that tagline, together we are more. Guys, I fucking knew it. I called it. I fucking called it. They're going to get the Zords. The Zords are going to be... I'm really hoping the Zords are semi...
Sentient?
Yeah, not sentient, but animals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, living machines. I hope that's the case. And it's going to be a thing where most of the movie, you're going to see, like, oh, they can... They fight in them, right? But they can't bring them together. The Megazord is something that hasn't happened for thousands of years, most likely.
Together,
that's what that tagline means.
Yeah.
Together we are more. There's going to be a scene at the end where Jason, after figuring out, yes, I need to work on a team, he rises to the top as the leader, goes, guys, we need to be together because together we are more, is morphing down to the Megazord. The Megazord sequence initiated. It's going to come together. It's going to be brilliant. I called the movie like 2 months ago. Damn, I'm good!
I'm the leader!
I got all of that from a poster!
Together we are Megazord!
And a lot of people,
I've decoded it!
Oh, and a lot of people are like, oh, this poster's boring. I'm like, no, I love it.
It's
an awesome poster.
You know what, I do actually kind of like, and now granted, this might be for an unfortunate reason, the fact that it doesn't say Power Rangers, something like, you know, the hashtags, like the obligatory hashtags thing. There might be the reason it actually doesn't say Power Rangers because they don't want to admit they're making a Power Rangers movie.
Just together we are more. Lightning Bolt.
But to what Andre said, it's actually kind of true. Where you look at that, you're like, to the casual goer, what is that? Holy shit, they're making a Power Rangers movie? And that's how you get hype. So, see, honestly, the one thing I find weird is that Lightning Bolt is a little too auspicious.
Like, also, isn't it
like the
Gecky Ranger
symbol?
Isn't it backwards also?
Is it?
No,
I honestly
kind
couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't know. It doesn't
matter.
Oh,
no, there's the original toy. Where's the lightning bolt on that?
There you go. Here, I'm actually going to look
it
that up because that got me thinking.
Actually, while you're looking it up, I sent all you guys this image, like this little speech. It was like, if you ask a kid about Captain America or Transformers, they'll think of the Hollywood's like modern day remake. Search Google Images and check what you see. It's crazy. In 1 year, everything you think of as Power Rangers will already be erased by the movie. People will primarily think of next year's film over the suits, characters, story that you've come to know in all these years.
And my response to you was, that's why the internet needs people like us to keep the old faith alive!
Actually, what your original quote is, that's why it's up to us to keep the old faith alive. Random ass smiley face.
Ichi,
thanks.
Wait a
correct.
I know what your
fuck face.
Ichi, I know why you think it's backwards. It's actually not, but here's the thing. The old symbol curves.
Oh.
That's why you're thinking it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Anthony, show the old lightning bolt.
Like that's what it is. Like that's
lightning
more
bolt.
That looks like more like a Harry Potter lightning bolt. Jesus Christ!
Lightning bolt.
It's a Zed!
Lightning bolt!
Oh,
Lord
Zed
confirmed!
It's a fucking Zordon,
no.
Lord Zed!
No, I've got it! It's a slightly askew Gold Ranger symbol!
It's a Green Lantern that's been slanted!
Green Slantern!
And I think that's it for Extra Extra.
You'd be wrong, because I've got one last thing to show everyone.
What'd you do?
No, you don't.
What'd you do?
Not exactly Toker-related, but in the vein
you
of a Megazord.
Nothing to show us.
No, please.
Oh, there.
Ow!
Tom! Toy Story Chogokin Toy Chogatai Woody Robo Sheriff Star! Remember the Disney Megazord? Well, Pixar wanted a piece!
Is this...
The pig
is... this real?
This is real!
This is fucked up, dude.
Okay, can we go through all these individual pictures, please?
Wait, is this fucking, like...
why is that Bison King?
Yeah,
it's like Bison King made of Toy Story characters!
It's fucking... Wait, go back! It's fucking McCree!
It's high noon!
Alright, let's do the rundown. We got Woody as the torso and head. We got Bullseye and Slinky as the arms. And we got Rex and Ham as the legs. And my immediate response, Lane and I, our immediate response is, why the bloody fuck isn't Buzz Lightyear the wings?
Yeah.
That's going to be the expansion.
Yeah.
Like the Ninja Falcon sword.
Because Buzz is the sixth.
No,
Ninja.
You know what they'll do?
That's why he should be here!
No, they'll do one with Buzz, Jesse, Zurg.
Lightyear O.
Yeah, there you go. No, because...
Wow.
You know what?
Like, sorry, Lane.
Go ahead.
When I said, is this real, I meant, wait, is this like sponsored or like whatever by Pixar? Like, actually?
It's sponsored. I don't know.
Well,
it's from Bandai.
Wait, is that commercial for it now?
Yeah, there's a trailer showing off the toy.
Ooh.
Okay, so, this, as I mentioned the long-ass name for this thing, it stands 230 millimeters tall. It is, according to the trailer that it's put out, the robot is formed to fight the evil known as Giant Trixie, who is terrorizing Sheriff Woody's town.
It's weird, because Trixie's awesome.
The Zord set costs 18,900 yen and is set for a November 25th release. In addition to the robot, the initial release includes a storybook that details the adventures of Woody and his pals, which was created under Pixar's supervision.
If this
oh my god! The prophecy! Lastly, a Buzz Lightyear toy will be revealed July 21st!
Gimme. I was gonna say...
Yeah.
Like, I didn't read that all the way.
If this is a bootleg or whatever, it's a really good looking one. And
no,
also,
no, this is from Bandai.
I was gonna say, fucking hell, Phaelus, you need to do a video on this.
No, and as I was going to say, honestly, Buzz Lightyear is so fucking cool, he deserves to be his own giant robot.
Gimme.
He'll be the dragon.
No, robot. He will very much form the wings.
He'll add lasers.
Yeah.
And it needs to go Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Fuck it, it's Pheromon.
It'll most likely be his own.
It's Pheromon!
He fucking pops in, adds wings and a gun.
Yeah. Yeah!
He'll most likely be a winged attachment, but I like to think that he'll be his own robot.
Just like the Dragonzord.
Yeah. This is... I just love the face of the Megazord, because he's got this fucking bandana around its lips. It's awesome!
Because, guys, Toy Story, my childhood...
I know.
With
my
robots.
Childhood and my adulthood are mixing in ways I never thought possible!
Man, Toy Story 4 is gonna be weird.
Gar's sitting there like, oh god, Toy Story, my childhood, that I am far too young for.
No, just when
I mean,
see
seriously,
Gar, what Toy Story came out when you were a kid? 3?
I saw Toy Story 1 in the motherfucking Cinesphere!
Me too!
I saw it in the theater,
I didn't
yeah.
exist yet when Toy Story came out.
I know, that's why I
that's
said it!
That's the joke!
Not even a quiver of your daddy's sex.
I'm sorry, what? Which one came out when you were a kid? 3?
2.
Ooh.
In which, actually, story time! No, not really.
No.
I think it's time we actually get to the real show.
Yeah.
Alright.
That is fucking mental, but I love it.
I know, right?
Wait, is this a set?
Yeah, it's a set. You have to buy them all together.
I want this.
I know, right? I really, really like the design on this, actually.
I want this.
It's like they fixed Bison King.
But probably like the Disney one, it's very fragile, so... You can't really pose it that well.
You got a mech in me.
Gross.
You got a mech in me.
We'll combine
but
it's
no,
our destiny.
I'll be an arm. You'll be one too. You'll be
we'll
the legs and I'll be the head too.
You just rhyme two with two. Good
we'll
job.
We'll stick together and we'll stay as one. Oh. You got a mech in me.
Okay, that's the title of this episode.
Yep. That's the title of our podcast from now on.
You got a mech in me.
That's
amazing.
That's going on the Christmas album. That's
yeah.
the bonus song.
We keep calling it the Christmas album.
It has evolved into so much more.
Yes. Okay, that's about it for the news. Thank
Bye.
You, everyone, for listening and or watching. And we'll hear you on the podcast proper.
No, they'll hear us, Jack.
Shut up! I'm building a brand!